Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and with me is my good, good friend, Mark Glynn of the American Free Press. Now, maybe it's a liability when I say good, good friend, so let's just leave it Mark Glynn of the American Free Press. What do you think of that, Mark?
Well, you and I know the truth, so that's all that really matters, right?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. You know, what's so amazing is, this is the best example of you can be friends and you still can disagree. And that's what's good about it.
Yes, it
but,
is. My wife, I tend to go on a bit with some of my stories, but a perfect example is my wife. Now, you've been to my home. It's a pretty nice family, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My wife and I couldn't be more different. We disagree on everything, just about everything. But yet, the two of us getting married like this, we have created a pretty nice little brood for ourselves, our children and whatnot, and likewise.
Well, let me break the news to you, Mark. she's stuck. Okay.
Hey,
she has no other choice. You made her have 8 children. Where do you think? Even if she, so, you know, but no, I have to agree that after 8, like I've seen you and your wife, after 8 kids, you guys still speaking. That is a miracle.
Yeah, did you see me with any black eyes when you were up here? Did I have a black eye or a broken arm? Did she have black eyes or broken arm?
Well, you had broken legs, so I don't know if it was the wife.
You know how those Italians are. They always go for the knees.
Yeah, she has those, she smacked you with the wooden pin, you know, the dough pin. What do you call that thing?
A rolling pin.
Yeah, that thing, rolling pin. I got a message. Someone, you know, wanted to say that what is the Islamic view of Jesus? Of course, Muslims are the only people out there after Christians who recognize Jesus and recognize the Immaculate Conception of Jesus. So, and they're the only, in addition to that, they're the only people out there who are waiting for the Messiah, and the Messiah is not Muhammad. The Messiah is actually Jesus. Muslims are waiting for Jesus to come back before the end of the world. You know, what people don't realize that there are so many commonalities between Islam and Christianity. So many. It's unbelievable. But of course, many people don't know much about Islam, and the way the media tries to portray Muslims and Islam, it drives most Christians away, and because of ignorance, they don't know. And what I would suggest is, if you really want to know something about Islam, just pick up the Quran and read it. Make sure you get a good translation, because if you get the Quran that is written in the old classical language, you may not really understand much. But get you something that is translated and has the meanings translated in simple and plain English, you will understand it. But that's my answer. That is the view, the Islamic view of Jesus, that they believe in and his Immaculate Conception, etc., etc. All right, the music, and we will be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and with me is Mark Glynn of the American Free Press. Interesting conversations going on in the chat room. And I'm going to respond to a question actually someone raised in the room. Why would I vote for Ron Paul when Ron Paul thinks that it was Muslims who bombed 9/11? Okay, this gentleman apparently wants to know. Well, to those inquiring minds, let me just say that I never said that I will be voting for Ron Paul. I said he is the candidate that everybody should vote for. I haven't said that I will be voting, because if Ron Paul does not make it, I will have a huge question of who to vote for. I would have to recalculate my probably. But you see, the thing is, I don't know if I should still be involved in the system. No, that's just something that I have to decide on. So I have not decided who I'm going to vote for. I hope everybody will go and vote for Ron Paul if Ron Paul is the candidate, because I think he would probably be the best for the country. Maybe he is not the most ideal for the country, but I would say he would be the best for the country. And the thing is about him believing in Muslims bombing 9/11. Well, I mean, I'm willing to accept the story that Muslims actually bombed those used those airplanes to bomb the Twin Towers. I'm willing to accept that, but until we have an independent investigation to see what role Muslims played in the whole thing. I don't want to just look at who flew in those planes, because it's not really very hard to get 19 Arabs who want to harm the United States. I think at any given day you will find probably 19 million Arabs who would want to. That's the reality of what is going on because of our policy towards the Arab world. You see, Arabs see the United States as the force that had killed a million Iraqis, the force that is killing the Palestinians, a force that had sided up with Israel all these years while Israel basically bombed the heck out of Palestine and Lebanon and Syria and all these countries. So do they have reasons to hate us? Yeah, you know, the question of why do they hate us, there are plenty. We can't sit here until tomorrow, you know, counting why these people should hate us. But the question is, and I've heard what Ron Paul said, Ron Paul has to be very – he has to play the establishment too. He can't be playing by himself. He has to play on the field. He can't be part of the game and play off the field. So if you want to play all on the field, you would have to not go along with certain stories out there, but actually play the game by the rules. And I think that's what he's doing. But I am willing to accept that there were 19 Arabs on those planes, even though maybe the truth, it could have been no, there were no Arabs. This is just a fake story, but I am willing to accept it if, in fact, that was the case. But I don't believe those planes were the cause of bringing those towers down. Again, forget about all that. What we need is an independent investigation of why and who and who was all involved in it. Very simple, very easy, and I think that's what Ron Paul had said. He said that we do need an investigation. Mark?
I agree. You know, I was having a conversation this week with somebody about this issue of Ron Paul, and, you know, this is something that at least I have not heard brought up yet in forums such as this. Let's say that by some miracle, Ron Paul does get elected, okay? What is going to happen? I mean, we do have to be realistic about this. He has 450 people in Congress who will be working against him. His own party will be working against him at every move he makes, everything, because we know that every one of those 450 members or whatever number it is in Congress, 453, I believe it is, they have been bought and paid for a long time ago. Now, and one of the things I would encourage people to hearken back to is that time in our nation's history after Lincoln was assassinated, and he was succeeded by his vice president, Andrew Johnson. Now, at that time period, the Republican Party was the dominant power in Congress, and in particular, there was a group of them known as the Radical Republicans, who were getting rich off of the profiteering that was taking place in rebuilding the South after the devastation of the Civil War. Now, Andrew Johnson, he knew what they were up to, and he only made modest changes to what they were doing. For example, he forbade the army, the U.S. Army, from being so brutal against the Southerners who had been conquered. And because of the fact that he... And this is at a time period in our history where we had a much more moral and a much more sane political system than we do today. And because he only frustrated or attempted to frustrate the agenda of these people in Congress in a very minor way, they impeached him. I mean, for things as stupid as insulting Congress. That was one of the charges that was brought against him. So that is one of the things that we have to temper our optimism about this whole thing. Ron Paul, even if he were to get elected, he has a Congress who could effectively stop anything that he did and even impeach him for saying boo about the war or saying boo about Israel or whatever. So we have to be, right. I mean, let's face it, we have to understand we are a conquered nation.
Yeah, very good. All right, I'll tell you what, we have plenty of people waiting to speak. So, gentlemen, when we go to you, please keep it brief and leave room for the other people. We have many, many people who want to speak. Jim in Texas, come on up.
Gentlemen.
Jim.
How are we doing?
Fine. We're doing better now that you got on the air.
Oh, all righty. To get to Ron Paul briefly, that the only reason that he might, if he would by chance, per chance, be elected, the only reason that Congress wouldn't go after him hammer and tong would be they would be afraid of their own jobs if they just, as soon as he got in office, the first thing they did was launch an impeachment, because they're more scared of their jobs, which is why they're so scared of our Jewish brethren. They're more scared of their jobs than they are anything else.
Okay.
That controls everything they do. And if the electorate of the United States would see fit, which I don't think is ever going to happen, but if they would put Ron Paul in there, then there's the fear of their jobs if they all automatically work against him. So
well,
that's,
I agree with you in part, Jim, but I honestly do believe that there is much more to it than simply them worry about being fired. For example, this past week, a former congressman was indicted for supposedly assisting some Islamic charities that are tied to a terrorist. Now,
right.
This guy, he had a perfect voting record when it came to Israel. And yet, after he left office, he decided to lobby and work with some of these Islamic charities. And because of this, they have indicted him for assisting terrorists. So, and this is just one, see, that was sent. That was meant to be a signal to everybody in Congress, okay, that we can get you whether you're in Congress or whether you're out. Now, in terms of those who are in Congress, every one of these people has skeletons in the closet that they don't want brought out. And if they are as pure as the wind-driven snow, as some of them claim to be, then the Zionists will deliberately set them up in a situation where they are caught doing something that can be incriminating. So this is one of the
Mark, if they don't have skeletons in their closets before they even get elected, they will not bring them up to Washington unless they do have these skeletons so they can use them later on. Good point, Jim. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. We're going to have to move on. We got plenty of callers. Mike from New York, come on up. Mike dropped off. All right. Roy from Texas.
Yes. Hisham?
Yes.
Oh, I was just going to ask you if you were familiar with Huckabee's views regarding the settlement of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. He was suggesting that the Palestinians should have to find a homeland somewhere else aside from Palestine in the Middle East. And
well,
I just wondered,
you know, Huckabee is someone, if gets elected, it will be time for the rest of us to get out of Dodge, probably go live down in the jungles of Mexico somewhere, because Huckabee is, and with all due respect to everyone listening out there who believes in the rapture, he happens to subscribe to a religion that basically started in the 19th century. And with a very much a view of the world that most people don't normally you see, there is a line between divinity and reality, and sometimes these people, they forget of what it means, and sometimes people think that they want to do God's work for him as if God needs their help, as if God needs their help into finishing this world off. You know, this marriage between evangelist and Israel or Zionist is a marriage made in hell, and we'll this is an important point, and we'll talk about this when we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get back to what we're saying. You know, it is not surprising that Huckabee would have a stand like that when it comes to the Palestinians-Israeli issue. The question is, you know, how could this marriage between these so-called, not all, I mean, all of them call themselves evangelists, but between these Christian Zionists and the Zionists themselves, when the Christian Zionists would very much like to see all the Jews die unless they convert to Christianity. And on the other hand, the Zionists are laughing at them and saying, yeah, keep thinking that and just keep sending us the money and keep protecting us politically. My answer to that is really he is one of those locals out there who will just have, I guess, you know, it doesn't really bother me, but that's my answer is, you know, he's one of those lunatics out there. Mark?
I couldn't agree with you more. Again, this is one of the things that people have got to understand is that, you know, Christians in this country today, they're not Christians anymore. They are Judeo-Christians. And this is this weird kind of half lion, half lamb creature that did not exist until about 100 years ago. You see, prior to about 100 years ago, the Christians knew who their enemies were, and they, for the most part, stayed away from them and did not cooperate with them. And this is the reason why it took almost 2,000 years to resurrect this creature known as Israel out of the pile of ashes that it has been sitting since 70 A.D. So we have to keep this in mind, that Christians today, they're not the same creature that they were at one time. They're now Judeo-Christians, and notice which one gets first in the lineup there, which means they're more concerned with protecting and giving the Jews what they want than they are in doing their service as Christians.
You know, Mark, there's one thing that people make a mistake all the time of calling those people who were with Moses as Jews, and at the same time calling the Pharisees Jews, and then calling those who were in Europe in the 20th century, in the 19th, 20th century, as Jews. They're not the same. They're not the same people. Number one, Jesus, his whole message and the reason he came was to very much do away with what was known as Judaism at that time, because it had nothing to do with the teachings of Moses, and he told them that.
Yes.
But yet, people want to call those people with Moses, they want to call them Jews. The message that Abraham came with, which is the same message that Abraham, Moses, and by the way, Jesus did not reject those messages from before, because he did say, and he was clear with it, he said, I came to teach the doctrine of Moses. He said that. Now, people want to say this Christian Judaic because they want to bring Christianity back to its Judaism roots. Now, I am with them when they want to bring Christianity back to its Judaism root, if what they are talking about Judaism roots is Abraham and Moses and that message. But when they want to bring it back to the Pharisees of the people, the message, the doctrine, the ideology that was in existence, that was called Judaism at the time of Jesus, when Jesus came and wanted to destroy that.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, people want to refer to Christian Judaic backgrounds, referring to the Pharisees.
Right.
And that's where the huge mistake that Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and all these people, what we are watching and witnessing today is the Judaic Pharisees. That's what we are. The ones who are here today in power, they are the same Pharisees that Jesus came to destroy. And yet they want to say, we are with the Christian Judaic. No. You need to know, when you name somebody, when you name a group of people as Jews in one era, they may not be the same. And I think the message is clear. We don't want to dwell any more on that. All right. Roy, what do you think?
Well, actually, I agree with you with regard to theology. However, I don't think it's as much of a fringe view as it seems to be. I mean, when I heard Bush talking about how Israel needs to vacate some of its territories and so forth, I think what the political establishment is moving for is a two-state solution where all the Palestinians who are Israeli citizens will eventually be purged and forcibly expelled. And I'm not saying that's desirable, but I think this is part of, like, it's going to work with Avigdor Lieberman's policy position that basically Israel has to preserve its Jewish character, and what they're going to try to do is pay reparations or whatever and just force all of the Palestinians out of the land. So that's actually what I'm a little concerned about.
Very good. Roy, appreciate your call. Thanks.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back. And Byron, I know Byron was on the line. He dropped off. Call us back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know where time goes when you're having fun. It just passes by so quickly. It's unbelievable. I'll tell you what. Let's go back to the phones. Don't want to have people waiting. We had many, many people waiting, but they dropped off. But let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Go ahead, Gary.
How you doing, Pastor?
Fine, thank you.
I was kind of not really paying real close attention to what you said, but...
I wasn't either.
That makes two of us. I wanted to clarify a statement I think I heard you say, but I'm not sure. But that the Christians think that Islamic people ought to be put to death because of their religious beliefs, or what did you really say?
That was Mark.
Excuse me?
That was Mark, not me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, repeat your statement that the Christian want to put to death Muslims?
Well,
what is it you said?
The one that
said something about somebody killing Christians was Mark. He was referring to some happenings in India. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not sure. I was
Yeah.
I wasn't really paying attention to the battery.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying attention to him either.
Anyway, I'm a Christian, and I don't want to put anybody to death.
Okay.
And I realize Christianity is a relatively, in a historical sense, a relatively new religion.
Which one?
That comes way
after.
What is
the new religion?
Excuse me?
What is the new religion?
Well, it's not new. Christianity is a religion
along with
Islamic religion that came way after Buddhist, Hindus, and the Chinese religion, if my history is correct.
Well, if you think Christianity is new religion, you don't really. If you think this belief of what we have started when Jesus came to earth with his message, you're wrong, because the Christian message goes back way further than that. Don't you think?
I'm wrong on a lot of things. I'm trying to learn all this.
Well, let's bring in a Catholic into the mix here to help us out. Pastor Mark?
Bring him on.
Are you going to kiss my ring, Hashem?
No, I don't kiss no rings, George.
Okay. Yeah, Hashem, you are correct in that the truth has always been there, and according to what the Catholic Church teaches, the truth has always been there. It's just that it has been revealed at different times. So, and yes, as Jesus said, when he was challenged, he said, "I did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it." Of course, there is some dispute there about what he was talking about when he talked about the law. But yes, basically, you are correct in that, Hashem, is that all truth existed at the beginning of creation, and it has not changed, and it, according to Catholic teaching, it will not change.
Can we all agree on one thing, that religion is a figment of man's imagination, for one thing? Some of it's historically correct, obviously.
Religion is a man's what? Imagination?
Well, the interpretation thereof.
Gary, do you believe in God?
Yes, I do. I believe in the Creator. But I don't believe that the God of the Christian, Catholic, Buddhist, Islamic, and everything is not the same person.
Right.
I'm sorry. I can't go there. Because the Buddhists and the Chinese and the Hindu people were here long before the Christian religion. And if I think that my God, being the Christian God, being a Methodist, oh, heaven forbid, that's almost as bad as being a Baptist. Anyway, if my God condemns all these people to hell because they weren't a follower of Jesus Christ, I'm sorry, I can't go along with that. Okay.
Very good. Very good, Gary. We're going to have to move on, buddy. Appreciate your call. You know, ladies and gentlemen, what we have here is we should not. Number one, I don't really care what religion you believe in. I don't really care if you don't believe in a religion. That is your business. That is your problem if you do or if you don't. And the thing is about religions, if it teaches you how to do good and stay away from bad, then to me your religion is a good religion. If your conscience, if you don't believe in God, and if your conscience, if you think you're too smart or smart enough that you don't believe that there is a creator, then that's fine. I respect your opinion, but I'm sure that you do have a built-in, which is something probably divine, Basically, to tell you what's good and what's bad, and to stay away from bad and do the more of the good. You know, if your religion teaches that, then I'm fine with it. But in this day and age, when the whole world is wide open to everybody, you really can't be hung up on my religion is the only religion, or my way is the only way, or the highway. Look, if that's what you think, then that's fine. All roads lead to Rome. If you believe that Jesus is the way, that's fine. I encourage you to continue believing that. If you believe Buddha is the one, that's fine. If you believe whatever your religious belief is, you know, take Christianity, for instance. You know, you have many, many different sects there who think that they will get there somehow in a different way, but they still call themselves Christians. They still very much believe in what Jesus came with, but they find different ways to go to heaven or go to hell, on the other hand. But anyhow, I'm going to move on from this subject unless Mark has more to add.
No. Other than, I agree with you on that, Hisham. In my opinion, this is a discussion for a later time. We should all be locking arms against a common enemy right now and not getting bogged down in these contentious religious debates, in my opinion.
I agree. I really agree. Because right now, what is facing us right now, the current issue that is facing us right now, is will we have a future or we will not? Or would our children have a future or not? Now, religious beliefs aside, which I respect, by the way, all religious beliefs. I respect all people with all religions, with all religious beliefs. That's fine. Now, we got about 40, well, no, not 40. We got about 10 minutes left. So we don't want to waste it on anything else except, Mark, what is going on with George Bush and the economy, and what did he really accomplish in his trip to the Middle East?
Well, what he accomplished on his trip to the Middle East was half and half. Obviously, him being there and this coinciding with these horrible attacks on the Palestinians in Gaza, certainly we cannot discount this as being a coincidence, number one. Number two, I think that, and you disagree with me on this, but I think that we have seen a shift take place in the Arab world that could, in time, result in these Arab countries that are in the back pockets of the United States and Israel drifting away and finding more powerful friends such as the Russians and the Chinese.
Well, I do disagree with you that these Arab states, you have to understand the history of these Arab states and how they came to be Arab states and how they came to be states. And why do they need the protection of the United States? And they will not be going with the Russians or the Chinese because they can't. Number one, they can't. Number two, it will be, you know, we see France, they just signed a deal with Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates. They will be having a French military base in Abu Dhabi, where like, about 500 people will be on that base. But the thing is, we will not be seeing a shift towards an alignment with these powers anytime soon. We will only see it not by from the government. Now, if there is a revolution in one of these Arab countries, definitely we will see an alignment with probably the Russians. But I don't see any revolutions coming or any coups coming on the horizon because the Arab people have been, and for the last 10 years, and especially the last 5 years, specifically the last 2 years, prices in the Arab world had not tripled, quadrupled, or it is like 1,000% more of what it was before. The Arabs on the street, the Arab street basically don't even have time to think about politics and think about anything else in the world except where the next bread loaf is coming to feed their children, and that's about what they have is basically bread because they can't afford anything else. Now, in a situation like this where an economic crunch, while the state is rich, you see, if the state was poor and the people were poor, I would say, okay, yes, we might see some alignment. But these Arab states that received George Bush, that received the man who is the cause of a million deaths in Iraq, that received the man who is the cause of many hundreds deaths in Palestine, they receive him on a red carpet. That's where I draw the line, and I see these people will be in the American sphere for a long time because they will only be leaders on their people as long as they have the protection of the United States. Russia will not be picking up any dictators. Russia will not take on any dictators there, and Russia cannot take on any dictators there because the United States will not allow any of that. So I don't really see any realignment except between the United States and France to be the power. But anything else, I do not think that we will see any realignment.
Well, okay, but you are also discounting that Russia would like to play a bigger role in that area. And let's face it, okay, she doesn't have to necessarily install a dictator friendly to her interests today. But just as the United States has destabilized countries over the years, you know, Russia can do the same thing. She has done it when she had the power that she had when she was the Soviet Union. And I am telling you, if you think that that she is just going to mind her business and not take an interest in what's going on in the Middle East and try to become more proactive, you're wrong. She will do it
okay.
just for the simple
Mark.
Reason that she
Mark.
Her survival
Mark.
Is at stake.
You're just saying it. You are saying it. They could not do it even when they were the Soviet Union. When they had half of Europe and half of Asia was part of the Soviet Union. They could not do it. And if they would have done it, they could have done it back then. Now it is impossible for them to do it. I do not see the Russians being an active or playing an active role with these Arab countries. You know, what we are seeing is Arab states who very much gave up their rights to freedom. They gave up their – you see, there are two types of Arab states in the area. There are those who their own existence depends on the dollar, depends on the money that the United States is giving them, such as Jordan. Any other states in that area, such as Egypt too, Egypt depends on the American dollar. Jordan depends on the American dollar. So any other state, if they don't need the American dollar, they need the American protection because these sheikhdoms and kingdoms in the Gulf area, they depend on the protection of the United States or Western powers. And they like it that way because Western powers is what put these people in power. The minute these people, you can see Saudi Arabia trying to move from the American camp. And you will see what will happen with Saudi Arabia, with the eastern province being dominated by Shiite Muslims there. And that is the province where most of the Saudi oil is in. Saudi Arabia will not last, not for even 1 month, if they do try to get away from the American camp. And Saudi Arabia is the strongest of these countries. The other countries that we're talking about, you know, like, you know, we say, oh, he went to Bahrain. Big deal. How what's the population of Bahrain? 250,000 people. You know, he went to Kuwait. Big deal. How many? 200,000 people. You know, it's Saudi Arabia is the biggest country in that region and the strongest and the most influential. And
okay.
They will not be going. I don't see it going anytime soon.
Okay. Now you go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, you basically have. Without realizing it, or perhaps you do realize it, you have stated the reason why, and that is the dollar. Now, that is the weapon that we hold over these people, ultimately, is the power of our dollar. And as
Jordan and Egypt, nobody else. The other ones, they need the protection.
I understand that, but you see, we can't proportional to the amount that we lose in the value of our dollar, we lose the same type of political and military power as well. Now, the United States, what I'm saying here is the United States is not what she was 10 years ago. We are in a free fall economically. We don't make anything anymore. You know, these countries understand this. And if Russia, which even though she may only have the 10th largest economy in the world right now, she has huge economic potential that the United States couldn't match if we turned things around right now. We wouldn't be able to match it for 50 years. Okay? Now, they are going to see this. These people who are in power right now in these countries understand that when the dollar dumps, when it tanks, their power is gone as well. And there is no way that Russia is not going to exploit this for her own benefit.
Okay. We'll catch this and we'll wrap it up when we come back from the break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we only have a couple of minutes left, and I want to bring up something about one of our RBN's sponsors, the freeze-dry guy. Mark, I found a way for you. You don't have to...
Don't you make fun of my poverty.
You don't have to raise chicken and lamb and whatever those big things that you have, llamas or whatever. You can freeze dry your food, and typically it will maintain its high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. So for 30 years, you don't have to worry about anything. And if we have this nuclear war, whatever, you will have your freeze-dry guy will be there to help you. Why you want to store emergency food? Keep food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With freeze-dry guy, freeze-dried foods in your food service, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. There has never been a better time to get... I'm not too good at doing this, but I'm doing it. There has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy of long-storing foods and preparedness supplies. Take the necessary step to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit www.freezedryguy.com or you can call 866-404-FOOD. That is 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy pays the freight within the lower 48 states. Visit RBN sponsors today. So, Mark, I found a solution for you. Call the Freeze Dry Guy, and you don't have to worry about anything. Tell her she does not have to cook anymore. That you're going to freeze dry everything.
It's freezing up here as we speak, so I don't have to worry about that. And secondly, if you could see how many sheep I have running around, how many lamb chops I'm
freeze
looking
dry
at right now. They're frozen
what's
anyway.
Nice about,
it's freezing
hey,
cold
what's
up
nice,
here.
Let me give people some wrong information here or misinformation. When you freeze dry a sheep, you just freeze dry it, and then 30 years later, defrost it, and it becomes a sheep again.
Yeah, but you know how many sheep that one sheep is.
No, I did say I did. The disclaimer said this is misinformation. Yeah, I mean, you know, that was a disclaimer though. But
see, like
try
told
it.
You
hey.
Before, like I've told you before, whenever you make fun of my rural existence up here, I'll remind you.
No,
of all
I like
you
those
made
things.
Fun.
What are they? What are they? Llamas?
Well, we only have one left. The one that's on to llama heaven. But we have a heck of a lot of sheep.
Now, how did it go to llama heaven? Did you kill it?
No. We just walked out there one day, and she decided that she'd rather be in llama heaven than here in
don't
North
you
Idaho.
Think? Hey, you do know that llamas need food to survive, just like we do.
I know. I get McDonald's for them every day because I want them to taste like McDonald's when I finally wind up eating them.
I see. Well, I'll tell you what, Mark, I did have excellent. I had fun today, and I enjoyed the people in the discussion room very, very much in the chat room. Look, there were only 4 people. Now we have 16 people, so I'm very happy, and hopefully we will get more and more people going into these chat rooms. So goodbye, everyone, especially in the chat rooms. Thank you, Mark. We will see everyone next week. Go do the right thing. Goodbye.
Since 19...